For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. The K-Man Code Academy, a coding school sponsored by K-Man Enterprise City and powered by Code Fellows, is offering a series of new cybersecurity education programs and financial assistance to help those in need.
K-Man Code Academy invites K-Manians and residents of all backgrounds to participate so that our workforce can meet the demands of K-Man's growing tech industry.
CEC CEO Charlie Kukunnel says cybersecurity and code courses offered by CCA range from entry-level single-day workshops to advanced professional development-level courses with intensive programming that can run up to 20 weeks.
As our K-Man Tech City Special Economic Zone continues to grow, job opportunities in tech will become increasingly available. We want to ensure that K-Man's workforce has access to globally recognized professionally led tech education.
To assist those impacted by COVID-19, CEC has created a need-based financial assistance fund designed specifically to help support interested Caymanians cover the cost of the tuition. The next series of cybersecurity classes begins October 3rd. You can find out more by checking out a free information seminar online on Wednesday, September 30th at 1 p.m. You can register at caymanenterprisecity.com. Transforming Global Health, the theme for Pharmacy Week 2020. More from Radio K-Man's Paula Call.
The Health Services Authority, HSA, along with the K-Man Pharmacists Association, CPA, is celebrating Pharmacy Week 2020 under the theme Transforming Global Health, which according to the HSA, is also this year's World Pharmacist Day theme. As part of the celebration, the CPA is set to launch a self-care initiative aimed at providing the necessary tools and support to residents living with chronic conditions. CPA Chairperson and HSA Pharmacist Kimani Blackwood notes, with the new self-care initiative, K-Man Pharmacists will provide tools, education, and support to help persons with chronic illnesses to transform their health. The initiative's goal is to supplement those with chronic conditions, regular medical care, and empower them with all they need in order to improve their health outcome and quality of life. As part of the initiative, the Cayman Islands Hospital Main Pharmacy and Northside Clinic Pharmacy, both facilities of the HSA, will be joining pharmacies across the island to conduct a brown bag medication review during Pharmacy Week. The purpose of the event is to encourage members of the public to bring all of their medicines and supplements for the pharmacists to review and advise these persons if they are taking the medications correctly. The pharmacists will also identify medicine errors and misunderstandings that would otherwise be overlooked. The Brown Bag Medication Review will take place on World Pharmacist Day, Friday 25th September, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. At the Cayman Islands Hospital, it will be held at the former location of the flu clinic on the side of the hospital just opposite the Seventh-day Adventist Church, to the far left of A&E. Patients attending the event may use the church parking lot. No appointments are necessary in addition to the medication check. The week's activities will include a church service, journal club meeting, continuing education sessions, and more. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paul Akal.
Cayman Turtle Conservation and Education Center celebrated two important dates on the conservation calendar last week by releasing two green sea turtles into the wild and cleaning up Garvin Park in West Bay. On Friday, Cayman Turtle Center crew members gathered at West Bay Public Beach to send off two green sea turtles that had been raised at the center into the wild. Turtle Center Education Officer Shona McGill.
There's a big reason why green turtles are important to the wild. They act like lawnmowers of the ocean, helping to control seagrass beds. The more turtles we have in the wild, the healthier coral reefs will be.
The next day, more than 20 Cayman Turtle Conservation volunteers joined the Chamber of Commerce's annual cleanup by heading out in just after sunrise to clean up Garvin Park in West Bay. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins with Radio Cayman.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The European Commission has proposed a new system for managing the divisive issue of migration and asylum, in which all EU countries will be obliged to show solidarity with frontline states. Member states would be expected either to relocate numbers of successful asylum seekers or sponsor the return of those whose applications are rejected. That's the latest from BBC World News.